Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And Laura, do you believe in something called star signs?
Of course, 我当然超相信星座，而且我已经研究了超久了。
So you must be a star sign expert.
Of course, 我是星座达人, okay.
Can you guess what I am? Actually, you know what I am.
Okay, I think I know what you are. 因为 Tiffany 的星座跟我超合的，她是牡羊座 Aries.
That's right.
Okay, I love Aries.
I love your star.
爱的人也是牡羊座，你知道吗？
哦，
彭于晏 ，Oh my God，Oh
my God，Oh my God，No wonder you love him，
我真的超爱牡羊座的。
OK，
那我是什么星座？我是跟牡羊座最合的。对，彭于晏，你有在看吗？就是双子座 ，Gemini。OK，and Geminis are like so talented and smart.
Okay, you know what? Next time when I have, I need some boy advice. I'm gonna ask you because I know you're really good at star signs.
So, I know.
Do you guys believe in star signs? Do you read about it yourselves?
Yes. I do. Okay.
Do you read about it? Well, actually, we can talk about star signs in this article, and you can see if this is true or not for you guys.
Oh, God.
I know it's going to be so much fun.
Let's check it out.
Let's take a look.
12 star signs. What are you like at school?
You spend hours studying for a big test. Your teacher hands back the test paper with a big fat zero.
Capricorn.
Size.
I'll do better on the next test.
Capricorn will always work hard.
Aquarius.
Is the teacher trying to teach me another lesson?
Aquarius likes to look at things differently.
Pisces.
Don't worry about me. Wait. Is this a dream?
Pisces will cry and start imagining things.
Aries.
A zero? No way.
Throws the test away. Aries will think it's the teacher's mistake.
Taurus.
Well, at least I didn't spend any money on this test.
Taurus loves money.
Gemini.
Looking around.
What did you guys get on your test? I got a zero.
Being quiet is hard for Gemini.
Zero, zero. I forgot to do my homework, so I got a zero on it. I forgot to do my homework, so I got a zero on it. Dream, dream. Samantha often has dreams about flying.Samantha often has dreams about flying. Imagine, 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 imagined, imagined. George sometimes imagines strange things, like sharks in the swimming pool. George sometimes imagines strange things, like sharks in the swimming pool.Throw, throw, throw through thrown. Francis threw the ball to Benji during the basketball game. Francis threw the ball to Benji during the basketball game.
All right, so how are we going to see each star sign? Well, first of all, we're going to give you guys a scenario something that happens. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at each star sign and see what their reaction is. And you guys can see if it's true or not.
Oh, sounds fun.
All right, so it says you spend hours studying for a big test. Your teacher hands back the test paper with the big fat zero.
Oh, okay. 所以你花了好几个小时准备一个大考试。是哇，这时候我们看到是一个情景哦。那接着我们就看到这个那个老师，哇，把带着一颗大大的 zero, big fat zero, 就是一颗大大的零分的考卷、交还给你，惨了惨了。这时候呢，我们就来看一下十二星座拿到零分的反应是什么。But first, we have to take a look at this word, right? Zero.
That's right. Zero is our word, power word. It's spelled Z-E-R-O, zero. So zero here just means the number zero. It means nothing, has no value. For example, we can say, I forgot to do my homework, so I got a zero on it. I forgot to do my homework, so I got a zero on it.
Zero 当然就是零或者是零分，相信大家考试的时候不希望看到 zero, right? OK, 那它是个名词哦。那在数学的时候我们常常会看到这个字哦，像算数的时候 like 2 minus 2 equals zero, 二减二当然是零分咯。OK, 那刚刚的例句提到的是 I forgot to do my homework, 我忘了写我的回家作业 So I got a zero on it, 所以你当然得到这个零鸭蛋啊。
Alright, so let's see what each star sign,、mm-hmm. how they will react. Let's start withCapricorn.
Okay.
So Capricorn, they sigh, they go, I'll do better on the next test. And why is that? It says Capricorn will always work hard. Okay. So their personality means that they probably didn't do really well on this part, but it's okay. Next time they will work hard again. All right. When you sigh, it just means you let out a breath of air and it shows that maybe you're bored, you're disappointed, or you're relieved. So you just go, That's sighing.
Oh, okay. 首先我们来看到的是摩羯座，周杰伦就是你哦。Capricorn 就是摩羯座。不过呢，他们拿到了零分，他们感觉呢是非常的难过，或者是非常的失望，因为他们叹气。叹气的英文我们用 sigh, okay, 这个动词。然后就说，我下次考试会做得更好。为什么呢？因为摩羯座呢，就是我们看到一个标语，就写说他们总是。They work hard, 辛勤努力这样的意思。那 hard 在这里 work hard 是当作副词来用。不过其实 hard 也可以当作这个形容词来用。OK, 所以呢 work hard, 就是非常努力工作。可是呢如果我们把它颠倒 hard work, 这里的 hard 就变成形容词就是也是很努力这样子的意思哦所以不要搞错哦。
Mm-hmm. Alright, so next, if you are an Aquarius, okay, the Aquarius's reaction is the teacher trying to teach me another lesson?Okay, why is that? Because Aquarius likes to look at things differently. Okay, so they might think a little bit differently. So they might think, maybe the teacher is not just trying to teach me the things on the test paper, maybe the teacher is trying to teach me another lesson. When you teach somebody another lesson or teach somebody a lesson, it doesn't mean the lesson we learn in school. It means the lessons we learn in real life. So it can be things like how you can be a better person,how you can save money,、how you can be nice to people, things like that. So when you teach somebody a lesson, it just means you're trying to teach them maybe what is right or what is wrong in life.
Oh, excellent. Okay, 接着我们要看到的是 Aquarius, 就是水瓶座。我想到的是好像是郭采洁吧。
Oh, she, okay, oh.
Yeah, 对啊。Okay, 那水瓶座呢这时候他就拿到零分他就说老师是不是要给我一个教训呢 ?OK, 这里我们看到 teach somebody a lesson, 就是使某人吸取教训。像是刚刚 Tiffany 老师所补充的可能呢自某人呢他可能要教你学会就是人生的一些大道理啦。比方像是呢如果有人呢他经历了某些事情那你可能就会感叹说 that will teach her a lesson that just means that will show her not to do something again, maybe like cheating,可能他考试作弊啊被抓啦 or maybe stealing 这很糟糕的事情、可能偷东西就被发现了然后之后他就觉得说哎，我不能下次不能再做这么糟糕的事情了、那我们有发现水瓶座的人他们很像是外星人They like to look at things differently 他们都是用不同的角度看待事情哦，非常独特的星座
So they have a very special, I think,
I
way of thinking we can
They're、
say.
Usually very smart and
yeah,
creative
I know Aquarius people are very smart and creative and they're very cool people
很有创意、
Alright, so next is Pisces, okay? Pisces will think, don't worry about me, wait Is this a dream? Okay, why did the Pisces say that? Well, they say that because the Pisces or Pisces will cry and start imagining things. I remember Pisces are very sensitive.
太酷鬼。Okay, 所以这里我们看到的 Pisces 双鱼座你知道吗、我们这边有很多双鱼座。Okay,
really?
Yes, like Elsie 老师、Sam 老师还有你的弟弟啊。
Oh, that's right, my brother is a Pisces
你看我都会记得星座。
She's really good.
So good. Okay,、那双鱼座怎么样他先说 OK 不用担心我等等这会不会是个梦 OK 那双鱼座呢感觉就是没错那么想东想西很爱幻想而且呢他们非常的就是 sensitive 非常的敏感、然后呢所以双鱼座他会哭然后开始胡思乱想、爱哭鬼
They will think is this a dream、Okay, dream is our word power word is spelled D-R-E-A-M dreamA dream is something you experience in your mind while you are sleeping. So when you're sleeping, you might think of all these images and all these things. It's something that you think about in your mind. Now, for example, if in the daytime you're thinking about different kinds of things, that is called daydreaming. You're not asleep, but you're thinking, you're wishing that you're doing something else while you are awake. Now, what do you say to someone when it's time for bed and it's time to go to sleep? You can say sweet dreams.Okay, it just means that you hope and you wish them a good night and you hope that they sleep well. Now, the opposite of that, okay, when you have a very scary dream is called a nightmare. So when you have a nightmare, you might wake up feeling very, very scared. But nightmares can also be something that might happen in real life and that you don't really want to deal with.For example, if you don't like cockroaches and there's a cockroach in the room, then seeing a cockroach in the room can be a nightmare. All right, so let's take a look at a sample sentence of dream. So we can say, Samantha often has dreams about flying. Samantha often has dreams about flying.
OK, 我们来看一下 dream 这个字它是个名词哦。OK, 这里呢它是表示梦的意思。OK, 像是呢刚刚我们提到的如果你现在正在做白日梦的话 you're not paying attention, OK,、because you're daydreaming, 就是做白日梦。OK, 那没错啦就是像是有时候妈妈呢可能会跟小朋友说 sweet dreams, 意思就是说呢祝你有个甜美的梦要睡得好哦。不过如果你做噩梦的话、that's a bad dream, or we call it a nightmare, 就是一个梦魇 okay, 一个很恐怖的梦。Now, scary movies always give me bad dreams or nightmares.
Me too, I cannot watch ghost movies.
真的我超怕看恐怖片的。我们来看一下刚刚的例句提到就是 Samantha, 她时常做关于什么She has dreams about flying. 飞翔的梦。她是一只鸟吗
Or maybe she thinks she's Wonder Woman, Superman. Okay, well, we don't know. Anyway, so、Pisces, they like to imagine things.、They like to dream about things. Now, we mentioned imagine. Okay, imagine is also a word, power word. It's spelled I-M-A-G-I-N-E. Imagine.When you imagine something, it's a verb and it means to form a picture of something or maybe someone in your mind. Okay, now we can also change this to a noun. We call it imagination. I-M-A-G-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, imagination. And imagination are the pictures you form in your head about things that maybe are real or not true. So if I say you have a wild imagination, it means you like to think about things that are not very true inside of your mind. Okay, let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, George sometimes imagines strange things, like sharks in the swimming pool.George sometimes imagines strange things like sharks in the swimming pool.
Imagine 是个动词就是想象所以我们来看一下它动词三态的变化是 imagine, imagined, 直接接 D 就可以咯 imagined, 而它的名词想象力就是 imagination. 那刚刚的例句提到就是 George, 他有时候会想象一些奇怪的事情像是、游泳池里面有 sharks, 鲨鱼 George, 你也是双鱼座的吧
I think so. Alright, so next, now the Aries, okay, which is me.
Okay,
what's going to happen if I get a zero? Well, I will say a zero? No, wait. And now throw the test away. Because what will happen? Aries will think it's the teacher's mistake.
Of course. Yeah. Just, like, how can I? So smart.
Pulling hands between them cannot leave. How can,
how can I get a zero? Exactly.
Okay, 我来看一下母羊座，他就说零分不可能吧，然后就把考试卷丢掉，他是把它丢到老师面前嘛。因为母羊座会认为 ，Hello， 这是老师搞错了吧？母羊座很有自信哦。
Yeah, and also because I think we have a very bad temper sometimes.
对呀，冲动，冲动。
All right, so what do? We throw the paper away now. Throw is our word, power word, spelled T-H-R-O-W, throw. When you throw something, it means you use your hand to send an object through the air. So, for example, throw the ball to me means you're passing something over to me. Or I can say, don't throw the keys. Don't toss this or don't pass this object in the air to me. For example, we can say, Francis threw the ball to Benji during the basketball game. Francis threw the ball to Benji during the basketball game.
Oh my god, 感觉母羊座你个性非常的 impatient, 就是很没有耐性、mm-hmm. 所以你才会把这个考试卷丢在这边然后说哈怎么可能啊 throw, 就是有丢啦或是扔的意思它是个动词我们来看一下动词三态的变化哦有点难哦 throw, through, T-H-R-E-W, thrown, T-H-R-O-W-N, OK, 那通常我们会想到就是丢球啦、mm-hmm. throw the ball to me, 或者呢诶千万不要乱丢纸屑哦 Don't throw your trash on the ground. Throw it in the trash can. 就要放在这个丢在要丢就丢在垃圾桶里面哦
That's okay, right.
我们来看回刚刚 Francis 这个例句哦他把这个在篮球比赛的时候把球丢给 Benji. She threw the ball.
All right, so next, let's take a look at Taurus. Mm-hmm. Taurus will say, well, at least I didn't spend any money on this test. Okay, why is that? Taurus loves money.
真的，我妈就是金牛座。
Oh, really?
Taurus, okay. 所以 Taurus 他看到零分，他就想说，至少我没有花半毛钱在考试上，所以他可能没有去找补习费啦，或是他花那个就是 private tutoring,
就是 so cheap.
可能就是没有，他就想说，他很爱钱呢、啊，所以他就想说，好险。好险，我没有浪费任何钱。看Don't you care about grades, Taurus?
No. Grades should be more important. But anyway, okay, now the Gemini. Okay, that's you. Look around and you'll say, what did you guys get on your test? I got a zero. Because being quiet is hard for Gemini.
Oh my god, this
Actually,
is so true.
I think it's really true.
This is so true. Did you write this article? This is just warm. This
yeah,
is so...
I based it off of you.
This is so me.
双子座就会左顾右盼然后说你们大家考几分啊因为我可能想要知道说 maybe 大家都拿零分不止有我就是很好奇很八卦想要知道大家考几分然后就说、哦、我考零分耶哇因为对于双子座而言安静是很困难的、mm-hmm. 这里我们提到 being quiet 是用动词 ing 当主词的用法也就是我们 magic box 要讲解的重点哦 Let's take a look
Magic box 找亮点
好的大家好又到了每周星座的时间我是人称国师的唐奇阳老师双子座的朋友本周在学校或是职场呢可能会遇到一些事情而让你怎么样很想抒发不吐不快但是要特别注意到你的用字遣词不然可能在无意中伤到了你爱的人咯 Being quiet is hard for Gemini Being quiet is hard for Gemini看到这个句子你可能觉得很奇怪啊诶为什么我们 be 动词出现了两次呢 OK 大家呢应该都还记得传说中的一句话一个句子呢只能够有一个动词所以呢这到底是什么要素什么用法呢不管是双子座还是双子座的朋友都要特别注意咯这是动名词当主词的特别用法咯所以动名词呢就是动词后面加上 ing 当我们把动词变成动名词顾名思义呢就可以把它当成名词来使用表示做这个动作的这件事情所以呢它既然可以当名词它自然呢也能够当成主词来使用咯比方说呢我们刚刚的例句 being quiet is hard OK 首先注意到一个重点咯动名词当主词搭配的动词呢一定是第三人称单数像是呢我们刚刚说的 being quiet is hard OK is 就是第三人称单数动词或者是呢我们可以再举个例子了身为国师呢我必须成为照亮世人的一盏明灯 不仅要专业，更呢要在镜头上赏心悦目。Working out takes me a long time. Working out takes me a long time. 为了带给大家最好的观赏状态，哎，健身呢实际上花费了我不少时间。在这里呢，我们使用的动词takes, OK, takes 一样呢是第三人称单数的形式。第二个我们要注意的重点了，就是呢对什么人而言的用法了。保持很难是对所有人吗？不对哦，在本周需要保持沉默保持安静的只有双子座的朋友，对于双子座的朋友来说很难。这时候呢我们就要使用 for 再加上人，表示呢对谁而言。 being quiet is hard for Gemini,对双子座的朋友来说很难。 OK, 所以呢我们动名词加上当成主词的用法呢，谨记这两个重点。首先第一个呢是我们呢动词一定是使用第三人称单数，第二个重点呢是我们对什么人来说，我们 for 再加上人。所以这两个重点你也可以掌握动名词当成主词的用法咯。
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, it's time for a review time, and you guys are going against this Gemini. See if you can beat her. Don't get
a
zero.
Fast. Gemini's are smart.
Yeah, don't get a zero on this. Okay, so what we'll do is I'll give you the definition, and you guys guess the word.
Okay,
and of course, you have to beat Laura.
Of course.
This means that you think about something in your sleep. You can also do it in the daytime.
Dream.
That's right. Okay, this means this number.It's something that we all got on our test, and it doesn't mean anything.
Zero.
That's right. So easy, right? Okay, this means to kind of move or to pass.
Throw.
An object in the air. Good. Like throw a ball, throw the trash away. This one means to think about something in your mind.
Imagine.
That's right. Did you guys...You're so fast.
I'm like really good. 双子座很聪明哦，你们没有办法赢得我。我跟你讲，像这个杨丞琳啊、小 S 他们都是双子座。
Oh, no wonder.
So talented and smart. And
I know, right? And beautiful.
Oh my God, I can't help it.
All right, okay. So don't worry. Okay, I know there's a lot of other star signs we didn't talk about, but that's going to be in day two. So if we didn't mention yet, don't forget to watch day two. There's going to be more. That's all for today. See you guys soon.
Bye.
12 star signs.What are you like at school? 12 star signs. What are you like at school?
You spend hours studying for a big test. Your teacher hands back the test paper with a big fat zero.
Capricorn.
Sighs.
I'll do better on the next test.
Capricorn will always work hard.
Aquarius.
Is the teacher trying to teach me another lesson?
Aquarius likes to look at things differently.
Pisces.
Don't worry about me. Wait, is this a dream?
Pisces will cry and start imagining things.
Aries.
A zero? No way!
Throws the test away. Aries will think it's the teacher's mistake.
Taurus.
Well, at least I didn't spend any money on this test.
Taurus loves money.
Gemini.
Looking around.
What did you guys get on your test? I got a zero!
Being quiet is hard for Gemini.
Zero. Zero. I forgot to do my homework, so I got a zero on it. I forgot to do my homework, so I got a zero on it.Dream, dream. Samantha often has dreams about flying. Samantha often has dreams about flying. Imagine, 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 imagined, imagined. George sometimes imagines strange things, like sharks in the swimming pool. George sometimes imagines strange things, like sharks in the swimming pool. Throw, throw, throw through thrown. Francis threw the ball to Benji during the basketball game. Francis threw the ball to Benji during the basketball game.